I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin. The recent skirmish between the State Board of Education and Superintendent for Public Instruction is yet another reminder of the long-standing debate about just who's in charge of public education in our state. This lack of clarity has taken too much energy. Instead of arguing over who's in charge, we should be focusing on how to make education better. It's time to resolve this question. Article 9 of our Constitution is devoted entirely to education, arguably the most important function of state government. Almost 60 cents of every tax dollar is spent for K-12, community college, and university education. Now, Section 4 of that article deals specifically with a K-12 education and says there will be a State Board of Education of 13 members to include the Lieutenant Governor, the State Treasurer, and 11 members from 8 districts appointed by the Governor and confirmed by the Senate. It further says there will be a Superintendent of Public Instruction who's Secretary and Administrative Officer of the Board. Back in Article 3 of our guiding document, it says the superintendent is required to be elected by the voters of the state. So we've got somebody elected by all the people who supposedly reports to an appointed board. Can you see the problem? It gets further complicated. While the primary function of the legislature is to fund education, our lawmakers actively participate in policy management and regulatory decisions, perhaps because they also don't know who's supposed to be running things. Then we've got 115 local education agencies, or school systems, among the 100 counties of our state, each with a local superintendent and locally elected boards of education, and each believes they should make decisions about public education. And we won't even get into the almost 200 charter schools that play by different rules than the traditional public schools. Nobody with a stitch of common sense would design a structure like ours and expect it to excel in educating our children. Changes are obviously needed, but any major change will first require voter approval to revise our Constitution. We made a cursory examination of the governance structures in other states, and there appears to be a consensus among them for an appointed State Board of Education. Now, in some states, those appointments come from the governor, in others from the legislature, and in a few states, both make appointments. That board is charged with setting policy and rules for schools, and we like the concept that in some states, the board then appoints the commissioner, superintendent, or secretary of education. This is not too dissimilar to the way North Carolina's public universities are governed, and it helps ensure that the chief executive officer and the board work together. But the major sticking point is who appoints the board. Our recent history is littered with partisan political appointments not made because of any expertise in education or experience. We shouldn't entrust decision-making to people whose only qualification is that they garnered favor with politicians. Surely we haven't come to a point where our leaders can't put aside their partisan loyalties in favor of what's best for our children. We can and must fix the governance issue if we want excellence in education.